the north of Kansas City, there lived a young couple, young man and young woman, both gallant and gay. Long time had been courting, no talk of a wedding. One evening the damsel who true love did say, "Come tell me in plain, what is it you mean? Of courting I'm weary, resolving to marry, for from your sweet company I must refrain. I must confess, madam, that I love you dearly, and in your sweet company I take great delight. But I meant for to tell you before that I left you, that I had forsaken your company twice. For when a man wed, their joys are all fled. They are free from all liberty, bound them to slavery. So now I have got a young man to my..." I just told him. "They are free from all liberty, bound unto slavery. So sensible, bold, single, I'll bid you good night. There is one thing I do want to tell you. If you get married, ask me to your wedding. If I the same I'll do by thee. Without jesting or jeering, you shall have a hearing. If there any such a thing as a wedding I find. In about 2 months or more, he wrote a rose love letter that he was to be married on the 19th of June. He must come to her wedding and wait on the table, or wait on his betters or on the bridegroom. Those lines he did read, which made his heart bleed. Hey, round an eternity, with anger he burns. And now I have lost her, quite foolish indeed." He mounted his horse to ride to the station to see if such a thing as a wedding could be found. He meant for to tell her in the height of his passion that many a tear from his eyes there had flown. "And if I had known, you'd have been too soon gone. If you had married and no longer tarried, so put behind me and let us ride on." "Oh, no, kind sir, these words are true royal. You were the young man did adore. You are the young man that I once did admire above all others. Oh, no, kind sir, these words are true royal. You were the young man that I once did adore. You are the young man that I once did admire above all others on earth, to be sure. But you told me your mind, you wouldn't be confined. You'd be free from all liberty, bound unto slavery. So now I have got a young man to mind." That's all.